Right, so it wouldn't be us around now, but you can't have a Christmas tree.
But they actually do it.
Yeah. Obviously they can't, but I'm saying what?
They have like hundreds of these trees.
Okay. Not gonna go on the record, but
see.
Okay. Okay, Zechanush Bas Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Falk. And the Rav asked his mother in law, Fel, so for Shlema for Penina Bas Chaya Etel in the hospital. Okay, so what we're going to discuss tonight, Bez Hashem, is the role of the Beis HaKnesses in regard to Erev Chatzeres and regard to Chanukah. And Bez Hashem, next week, hopefully, those that can come, hopefully, have a shiur Wednesday night as well. Okay. And then there's a Mesiba here Tuesday night also, but that's a separate thing. And then Mav Malka is also coming up on Shabbos Va'ira. So these are all the events. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So we know the halacha is that you have an area that has... multiple people. So so you can't carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid unless there's an Erev Chatzeres. So to look on, because we ran out of packets, so we'll look on with and so after you collect the food from everybody, then you put it in one person's home. Then we view it as if everyone's living in that house. And that's the way the Erev Chatzeres works. So today, we don't go around knocking on everyone's door. We get a box of matzahs, and we give it to someone else, and he's zocha on behalf of everyone. And then, so in an apartment building, you would put it in one of the apartments. Okay. And that's because it has to be in a Mokum Dira, right? And the idea is now we will view everyone as if they're one unit. Everyone is living in the same apartment, even though they're really not. But symbolically, because of this Erev Chatzeres, we're viewing everyone as being together. But as we mentioned last time, the Ramah quotes a minhag. He says on page one here, on the top, says the third line, Hagav Aminik Bismanazel Lahaniach Ha'erev Bebeis HaKnesses. So he says the Minik Bismanazel is to put the Erev Chatzeres in the shul. Hey Nagu Mikadmonim. So at first glance, it's a very difficult Minik. Because if you don't live in the shul, if the shul is not a makom dira, so then that should undermine the Erev. The Erev shouldn't be good. So, because if you put it in someone's house, then I understand, if you put it in someone's house. But if you put it in the shul is not, no one lives there. So, wouldn't that, so what's the pshat in the minhag? But apparently this was a very old minhag. To have this v'chei nogu mikadmonim.
So it would be only a place where there's one shul that everybody's a shutef in. If you have a lot of shuls, maybe you have like to buy membership or whatever.
But even if you're a shutef in the shul,
that's two separate things. I understand that. But right. I'm saying if there's multiple shuls and you're not a member of that shul. But then how would it work for you? How would you run a shush to go in today? You know, the whole point is that you have a shush.
So you're saying that in the old days it was one shul for the whole community.
I would think that would be a necessary requirement for this to work. If you have to have access, right? That's the whole point.
It's a private, right? Right. So what's the pshat in this minhag? So before we see what the Ramah continues to write, let's look at the next halacha here on page 2. So this is the shot like this. You see, the way the situation in Bezmar Chazal was, you had these courtyards. And every courtyard had like 4 or 5 houses. And then the courtyards opened up into an alleyway, which is called a mavoi, which are 2 or 3 walls. And then from the mavoi, the alleyway, into the public domain, into the Rishus HaRabim. So if you want to carry in the chatzer, you have to... If you want to carry into chatzer, so you would have to make an Erev Chatzeres in that particular chatzer. And then you would collect food from everyone every house in the chatzer. And then you put the food in one of the bottom in the chatzer, and then everyone would be considered living in that. And now you can carry from the house into the chatzer. But say you want to carry from... the chatzeros to the mavoi. In other words, the mavoi, so it has 3 walls, say, and then there's either it's a Pesach or a Lech Yochorah on the 4th, but you can't carry from a chatzer to the mavoi, because the mavoi, even though the mavoi is also a Rishus HaYochid, but the mavoi is all the chatzeros, in other words, the relationship between batim and each individual chatzer is the same relationship between all the chatzeros and the mavoi that they all spill into. So if you make an Erev chatzeros, you can carry from the bayis to the chatzer. But if you want to now carry from the chatzer to the mavoi, you can't, because this mavoi is not only for this chatzer, it's for all the... So then you have to do what's called a shituf mevuos. You have to collect food from every chatzer, and then put it into one of the chatzeros, and then we view all the chatzeros as they're all consolidated. Just like when you want to carry from the bayis to the chatzer, you have to carry from all the batim and put it into one of the houses. So here you have to carry from all the get food from all the chatzeros, and then put it in one of the what? One of the chatzeros. And then we view all the chatzeros as if they're consolidated.
As opposed to in a bayis?
Right.
You can't put it in the bayis?
Well, you put it in other words, the idea is to consolidate all the chatzeres one, just like with the Erev chatzeres, you want to consolidate all the batim to be one. So but when shitufi mavuos means you want to, everything that opens up into the alleyway, you want to consolidate, and it's one big chatzer spilling into the mavoi, and not 5 different, it's really... 8 different whatever chatzeres that are coming into the mavoi, but then you won't be able to carry from the chatzer to the mavoi, because this mavoi is not only for this chatzer, it's for all the multiple chatzeres, so you want to consolidate. So the question is like this: when you make an Erev chatzeres, so you collect from the different batim and you put it into one of the houses, and now all the houses are consolidated. And when you collect from the chatzeros, right, so then you consolidate all the chatzeros, and you put in one of the chatzeros. So the question is like this: if you do a shituf mavuos that consolidates all the chatzeros to be one, do you still have to do an Erev chatzeros? Or do we say, the shituf mavuos
includes
it.
You would think,
right?
Whatever you're taking from each,
if you take from each chatzer to and putting consolidate all the chatzers to be one,
So do you still have to do a Erev Chatzeres for the carry for the bayis? Mm-hmm. Well, we say this, you know, overwhelmed it. This is
let's have them in it otherwise.
Oh, so let's see. So in Shulchan Aruch it says like this, on page 2. Hamishtatzvim b'mavoi tzrichim la'arev b'chatzeres. So the Shulchan Aruch says, he says, you still have to make an Erev Chatzeres. Why? Kidei shelo yishkechu hatidnokos toros Erev. Because, in other words, the tinokos are not going to see. In other words, if you're doing it so globally, so, in other words, it could be that it's not going to be even in your chatzer. It's going to be in the other chatzer. So the little kids around are not going to see anything. They're not going to know. The fichachim shtatvu b'movoi b'pas somchim olav. So he says, if you use pas for the shituf mevuos, then somchim olav ein tzrichim la'arav b'chatzeres. Shehat tinokos makirim b'pas. Interesting concept. That the Nokos will know that there's a pass.
You put normally, I presume, the Erev in a place where the kids can't reach it. With a sign on it, don't touch this.
Yeah. So the first opinion is that if you do a Shituf Mevuos, you still have to do an Erev Chatzeres. Because it won't be noticeable to all the people, the kids, whatever. Okay, so that's another discussion.
What if it bidyeh that you forget to do it? Can you still carry because it's really just for show? It sounds like.
Oh, so let's see. So the Ramah says the last three lines. I got v'yishomim the somchem ashituf for mokum erev. Afilo neshtatvu elo b'yayin. In other words, the other opinion says that no, if you do a shituf mavuos, then you don't have to do an erev chatzeres. So you said originally. Even what? Even if you're only going to do it with wine. In other words, if you assume the Shuta Vavuos doesn't need pas, can you even do it with wine? It's good enough. Chayin Tzomchim Erev Mokum Shituf.
Is wine somehow a bidyeh?
One second. So therefore, if you do, I guess wine is not going to be as noticeable or as known. And afalpikain, it'll work for the shituf. And once it works for the shituf, it'll work for the erev. As the first opinion says, no. That if you do a shituf mevuos, it's too far remote from the what? From where each individual person might be living, and therefore it won't work. So those are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you hold that an erev is good, and b'shitu b'vuos, you don't need an erev chatzeros. So then, where are you going to put the shituf? You put it in the chatzer. Because you don't have to put it in the only erev chatzeros. You have to put it in the bais. But shituf b'vuos, you can put it in the chatzer.
How do you protect it from animals or?
How do you protect it from animals?
Put it in a tree. It
can be gone in the morning.
Probably it's good. Once it was there, Ben Ashmoshos, so then it's good.
Mamish in the chutzner? I was assuming a room in the chutzner.
No. It does. Mamish in the chutzner. No, I'll explain to you why in a second. But so an Erev Chatzeres needs to be dafka in the... Yeah, let's look at the Rambam on page 4. Yeah, it says Ketzer Ma'ariv Halacha Tazayin. Ketzer Ma'arivim Bechatzeis Golim Chala Acha Shleima Michol Bayis Ubayis. Umnichan Kol B'Kli Echad B'Bayis Echad Mibotei Achatzer. Right, that's Erev Chatzeris. You collect from everybody and you put it in one of them. But now you're Zayin. Ketzer Mishtatzim B'Mavoi Gova Ochel Kegrogus Michol Echad Ve'Echad Opachas B'Grogus Ve'Merubim Umnichan Kol B'Kli Echad Bechotzer mechatzeres hamovoi. O bebayis men habatim afil bayis katnoch sadrom pesos reza shituf. The was where you can put it. What he says, bebayis men habatim afil bayis katam. So, but it could be in the chotzer. It could be in the bayis or the chotzer. You put in a kli, and you hope for the best. I mean, as long as it was there, Ben Ashmashos, and it's still there, then it's fine. Then it counts for Shabbos. You could eat the Erev in the middle of Shabbos, because it was there for... But by Erev Chatzeres, it has to be on the Bayis. Here it could even be in the Chatzer. Oh, so the Mela, now we can explain, now the Ramah is going to explain the Minhag, on page 1. He says, again, HaMinhag b'zman hazeh laniach ha'erev b'bet b'es k'nesis, chenogu m'kadmogon. V'nirli ha'tam, the erev shalonu yesh lehem din shituf, fein tzorech laniach b'bes dira. He says, b'zman hazeh, they make an erev ha'shituf mevuos. They don't make a separate Erev. For the whole... all the Chatzeres. So that everyone can carry from the Chatzer to the Mavoi. That's what we do. So that's what the communal Erev is. It's like a sheet of Mavuos. So once you have a sheet of Mavuos, so then, and the sheet of Mavuos doesn't have to be... So you have to be Menich in one of the Chatzeres. But when you put it in the Chatzer is not a Makom Dira. So Mamela, that's why you can put it in the shul also. Because the shul, no one lives in the shul. But you can put it in the shul. Right. So that's how he explains the minute. Well. So that is the Erevin part of this discussion. So now let's speak about Hanukkah a little bit. On page 6 and 7. We have the Kolbo. Kolbo is one of the Gedolei Rishonim of the Kolbo. So he says here on page 7. The question is, where does the minhag to light a shul come from? Now, it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara never says you light a shul. So what is it about? So there's two pshatim the Beis Yosef brings, one from the Kolbo and one from the Rivosh. So says the Kolbo, page 7, the Nogu kol amikomos lahadlik ner Chanukah bebeis haknesses lahotzi misha einu baki. To be motzi misha einu baki v'she einu zoriz bezos gamim hu hidu mitzvah pirsa b'nei zechel mikdash yim kol she einu choshim. Yeah, u'minuk lahadlik ner Chanukah bebeis haknesses bein tfilis mincha and tfilis marv erev shabbos madlikin kol and tfilis mincha. And he says to Lahotzi Misha Einu Baki, Misha Einu Zoris. So what does that mean?
If the Iker Mitzvah is one light, Nerish Beso, and the Bracha is not Ma'akik, what does it mean in Einu Baki? You can't light just one light?
Let's see. He says, "Nogu b'chol mekomos lahadlik ner Chanukah bebeis haknesses lahotzi misha einu baki v'she'einu zoriz b'zos ki hu hidur hamitzvah pirsa b'neis zechel mikdash." Because it was interesting that when the Beis Yosef quotes it here on page 10. He says, near the top of the line of Beis Yosef, Shetiknu kein libnei ha'orchim, she'ein lehem bayis lahadikbo. Page 11 on the top. That the takana was for the orchim. It was their guests, the travelers. She'ein lehem bayis lahadikbo. Moshe niklu kiddush b'beis kinesis mishum orchim. Just like he be kiddush and shul for the orchim. The ochlu b'shosu b'beis kinesita. V'chein chos av a kolbo. So, unless he says this elsewhere, but that's how he's quoting the kolbo. That it's for the orchim. Which sounds a little bit different than the Einabaki.
Shein Azaris.
Then he says, "Kosovo tamachu kudei lefarsim haneis b'tei kol am." So, I don't know, unless he has, in another place he says differently, but here he uses the lashon b'hotzi mishe Einabaki. Sometimes Eid HaBaki mean Eid HaBaki to make the bracha. Even though you say bracha is not makif, it's still a chatchila to make a bracha. You don't do the mitzvah chatchila, so that could be enough of a takana. Not everyone knows to make the bracha.
What's fair about saying that it's just for Pirsa Manos only? Same way we light it in the morning.
Yeah, but lighting in the morning, we don't make a bracha on that, so that's...
Yeah, but still, it's only a minute thing. I'm just saying at night, it's also only a minute.
Oh. How are you doing? Shalom. Because Pirsumei Nisa, we have Pirsumei Nisa from when we light at home. What do we need Mishum Pirsumei Nisa for?
Usually in shul, there's more people than most people have in their house.
No, but we're lighting Bismarck and Gemara, they were lighting for the people of the Rosh Hashanah. Oh, so why should we have this? We have Pirsumei Nisa. So what are we doing? We'll get to what you're saying in a second. But either he's using this line of Baki, or it can mean Ein Baki to the brachas, or in the way the Beis Yosef quotes it, it could be someplace else in the Kolbo, he says it, but he's quoting from the Kolbo for the people who are guests in the shul. Meaning guest means that they sleep in the shul.
The Kolbo is an interesting sefer, right? We don't know who wrote it.
Yeah.
It may be a likud from different sources.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's such a pure sefer. Is it? Maybe there was different...
Yeah,
floating around at the
it's
time
true. I mean, right, but the kolbo is like it's made it into the poskim. You know, they mm-hmm. treat the kolbo very.
Mitz Yosef is quoting it. Presumably, yeah. He felt you could rely on it.
Yeah, the kolbo like
1300.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you can't go to his house. You find where the Kolbo's house was. That would be good. Now the Rivash is what I want to show you. It was Beis Yosef close from the Rivash on page 9. So he says Shuvah haminag hazel hadlik beis haknesses minag vasi. So the shaila was, what's the reason for the minag? Then shuvah haminag hazel hadlik beis haknesses minag vasikinhu mishum persumei nisa, like you said. Kevin she'ein anoch nachdi yicholim kaim a mitzvah ki tukuna kolachem beisu shulach nisa al pesach beisu bechutz. Kevin she'ata biyad haumos tekifu aleinu ein anoch yicholim kaim a mitzvah ki tukuna. Right, madly kolachem bepesa beso mifnim, ain't can pursue minisa. We're lighting in sekim libnei beso. Whereas today we're mainly lighting inside. So if we're lighting inside, in contrast to the time of the Gemara where they lit outdoors, So we're lighting inside, so we don't have the same amount of presuming nisa we used to have. So to compensate for that, we light in shul. And that's quoted in the Beis Yosef as well. This reason of the Rivosh on page 11.
Now the question becomes not why do you make a bracha and shul at night, but when you light it in the morning, pirsum on this you still have. Why don't you make a bracha in the morning too? If you can make a bracha just on pirsum on this.
Right. But that's because Shragim Atir on Mayahani, it's not Kadlokan.
It's not out, it doesn't count as Kadlokan.
Yeah. I've shacht us into having the lights off, or and you light them Hanukkah menorah. But most people aren't.
What's more nicker than lighting it when the lights are on?
The minigas, Rav Bick said, Rav Dov Feinstein said is that we don't close the light during the. But he's very into that.
He just does the.
It has the lights, the room is dark. So that's what the reverse says. That's the reverse. So we have two reasons maybe three, for the Orchim, for the Einobaki,
And Einobaki means the type of being upset for him.
What?
Here he's saying not upset for him.
And for the lack of Pirsumei Nisa. Then there's a Vilna Gaon. Take a look in the Vilna Gaon. Here on page 13. So he quotes the Chof Aleph in the Vilna Gaon here. Bir Hagra. Madlikin. Raya Mihalal Beleil. Belele Pesachim. Chalal on Lel Pesach, she niskan al kos. Right? So we say by the Haggadah, for Omer Beisak Nesses, Mishum Pirsumi Nisa. So he can Mosh Kos of Yerushalmi. So that's an interesting parallel. Ben Chaim showed me this, that we see a parallel of having something that's Pirsumi Nisa, so. We'll do it at home privately, but then we'll do it also in shul. So this would not be with the Rivash. The Rivash saying it was a special din by Chanukah because we're lacking in the Pirsumei Nisa, because we're lighting indoors. The concept of we're doing the Seder at home, and then we're also doing it in shul for Pirsumei Nisa purposes. Nothing changed with the Seder. It's not like we used to have the Seder outdoors, and now we, it's different than the Rivosh's word. He's saying.
Not everybody's like to say Hallel at night.
Yeah. Is this the Jewish
song? No.
I didn't know it was a Jewish song.
And at the Seder. Everyone says at the Seder.
People don't say it in Shul.
Right.
But this is the
cross, so we can see. Omer Beis Knesset,
it's called Yerushalmi.
The question is how the other people are the Yerushalmi, but he's assuming that you say it in shul and at home, like those that do. So according to that shita, he's bringing a precedent to this idea. Then there's a look in the Magen Avraham. Yeah, page 12. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Madlikin v'varchim v'beis hakdesh b'shum pirsumei nisa." So look at the Magen Avraham. Is it Yud? Kan chen pasuk marshal darke Moshe kasher in an nogim kein el madlikim be mincha lamayrif. The neredim who samuch l'hashecha v'tem yehavu minyan the basic tesis is kadesh hayom yivarch v'yad l'gmiyad. In other words, what's the din? Do you need to have a minion of people at the time you light in shul? A lot of times you come to shul, especially Friday, and Hanukkah, people aren't there yet. So he says, light right away, even without the minion. Even though they're not there at the time of the halakha, they'll come later. Same thing when you light at home. In other words, when you light at home for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim, they're not necessarily there at that moment, but the people will come by. Well, you know, you're lighting for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim. No one's walking down the block at this very moment. It doesn't matter.
When you're lighting at home, there's two components. Pirsa Manes is one of them. But the other part is just the mitzvah of Hadlaka, right? If you live in a street where there's nobody walking by, you still have a mitzvah of lighting the menorah. It's only one component. But when you're lighting it in a shul, it's the only component.
The question is the Magen Avraham, no, but there's Man Chazal, so it was only for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim.
The lighting was only for B'nai Rishus
HaRabim. Right, only.
So somebody who didn't live in a place where there was a Rishus HaRabim for whatever reason?
So that would be a whole discussion in the poskim. What's, if you live amongst Goyim, what would... that's the Mordechai. Could you like? Could you not like? Could you make a bracha? Not make a bracha? But it was only for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim. Today it's different. Menichal Shulchan Uvedayim. It's for the B'nai Rishus HaYochid. But that's why after the Zman of the half hour, the Gemara says you can't light anymore, because in those days, half an hour, the people were coming home from work, and then there was no street lights, and after that, it was finished. Rav Yaakov Emden says a different part. Let's take a look at what he says. Yeah, page 19 in the Morav Tzia. So he says like this, that the Magen Avraham wants to make a tzushtel between lighting in shul before the minyan comes and lighting in your house outdoors if there's no one down the street right now. And he says the idea is that eventually they'll come. So therefore you don't need a minion right now. And you can light right now in front of your house even though there's no one there now. So Rav Yaakov Emden doesn't like the comparison. He says, V'lo domi, d'chimad li v'atzmo su lo tzorich, atu lo sagad lo leisu inshi, v'yachim mi miftar. He said, in other words, he's saying that when you light in the house, maybe it could be even Bisman HaGemara. In other words, say there was no one there now. L'maisi, you lit menorah. In other words, it's an added thing to have for the B'nai Rishus. But as long as you light in a place where potentially they could come, even though they say you lit and no one came. Say there was a snowstorm that night, so no one came. So the mice, you lit. Yotze. So, but by base kinesis, if there's no minion, if no one comes, then it's a bracha levatola. Because by base kinesis, the whole thing is dafka for the pirsum anes. So therefore, vaday tzar kahal mamish, ve'inei de pchusim esara. שיחידים יוצאים לעצמם בייסם כל אחד ואחד. לא נזכנו הנרס לשנות בבית כנסת בציבור בלבד. זה פשוט ברור. So he says, you need a tzibur. Omnam, im shad chuka, kol mokin in vatal adlakim in nechnasim, vaz yadik shatz pali bracha. So he says that if the shos the chuka, especially on Friday, shos the chuka, so then just light without a bracha.
Why do you need a tzibur?
Because he's saying if the reason of lighting in shul is for persuming nes, so it's idea of a kahal. To refer same the nes to the rabbim, so rabbim you need a minion.
Even at the time of the bracha.
So even the time of the bracha, he says b'shas hatchak. If there's no one there, so light b'li bracha. But if you want to make a bracha, you have to have a minion. And the Magen Avraham disagrees. The Magen Avraham says no, you can light. Technically, maybe even if you're the only one in shul, say you're the one in shul, you let, and then everyone will come later.
So, is that also an idea that when you light at home, if you're lighting, you know, in the window for the street, that ideally 10 people should see it outside, or does it not matter if 6 people see it? Even the
chafila. Yeah, this is it. Because Chazal, you will load it for the Bnei Rosh Hashanah. So the way of Yaakov Emden's understanding, you should ideally 10 people should see it. Maybe not. You know, you have the Din Rabim in other contexts means 3 people. Like Safik Tumah Rosh Hashanah means there's 3 people. But he's saying that it's. It's like an Eda, a Kohol. So you need a minion.
Here's some from non-Jews as well.
That's a question. That's not so pashut that's the case.
Okay.
So you're going to say what? That regular Tarmudai, the Tarmudai were Goy.
There were very few totally Jewish communities.
Yeah.
So if it's not a walker, most people would be home, not walking the street.
They're coming home. Rav Aaron Kahn once thought the pshat is that since the stores are still open, the Jewish people are still walking the street, so there'll still be a minion of Jews. Okay. But the pasha pshat is presuming Nisa is for the Yidden. That's what it's saying. And then there's another famous Rav Yaakov Emden on page 20. In the second paragraph on the left side, he says, "Nearly Yashuk Tzas Das Hatur the Mitzvah Zu Dener Chanukah Shani Vade the Bracha Me'akevus V'Yishal Kol Ikul of Persumi Nisa V'Chi Madlik Below Bracha Lo Midi Ovid." He says, so that's one of the terutzim that's discussed, that normally brachas are not ma'akev, but he wants to say that for near Chanukah, the bracha is ma'akev, or else people are going to say, l'tzarchu da'adaka. He's just doing it for his own light, or something like that. So that's the famous chiddush of the Morg Tzia. Rav Steinrotz, the one that gave a whole shiur putting together these Morg Tzias. The sefer Vayidaber David. You ever seen the sefer?
Yeah.
And that sefer Vayidaber David is a whole piece on that, with the Magen Avraham and the Morg Tzia and this Morg Tzia. He puts it all together. So that's what he wants to say. That could be because the question, the big question that is asked by the Chacham Tzvi, that how come the Svardim, who normally don't make a bracha on a minug, when it comes to Chadlokas Neiris Chanukah, they do make.
which is also, it's only a minute, so why should we make a bracha? So the answer that's given is, one of the answers that's given is, because either the answer is that that's part of the minute to make the bracha. It's not like usually the minute is just to do something, and then the question whether you can make a bracha. This is the mahus, or like you say, like Rav Yaakov Enden, that presuming nisa without a bracha is not presuming nisa.
What minhag do we make brachas on?
Halal Rosh Chodesh.
It's teretz for the different nusach and the bracha. You say lahalik ner shel Shabbos, but for Chanukah it's a machlekes if you're saying
near Chanukah.
Yeah.
In Israel, they just bracha on the Megillah, on Brewers.
Isn't
there
Lahalik
Ner Shelah Chanukah
or something like that?
Lahalik
Ner Chanukah or Ner Shel Chanukah?
Well,
the Arizal
was... Shelah Chanukah. Yeah, he didn't want to shell.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to have 13 words. To connect Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim.
But there's a Poshtu Pshat. If the Brocha is the lighting, so it's not the Ner of Chanukah. The Ner is Chanukah. That's the mitzvah of Chanukah. Mashen Kein Shabbos, which is separate, isn't it?
So therefore, Ner Chanukah.
Right.
Longness.
Yeah. There's a Maral. I didn't put it in the packet. Maral says that wax candles are not yotzei. Only yotze with ner. Ner means you have to have a receptacle with a wick. That's a ner. If you use wax, that's an avuka. Most poskim don't hold like this maral. But the maral paskin in the Or Chadash, in the ner mitzvah, rather, that candles are not yotze. That's his. He says a lot of interesting... Rav Shachter likes to say that when the Maral was alive, he was known for his Piskei Dinim. But since most of what we have are his Machshava, he became known as the... But he said, that's what Rav Shachter said, when he was alive, he was more known for his Piskei Halacha. So there's a lot of Piskei Halacha from the Maral Miprag. That's quoted in the Magen Avraham and other places... So in Chanukah, that's his psak halacha, that you have to have oil with a receptacle. And if you use wax, that's like a torch, and you're not yotze. So that's the Chacham Tzvi.
So the Chacham Tzvi said with the minhag?
No, Chacham Tzvi was just bothered by what he calls a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. That in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, he says, you don't make a bracha on a minhag. That's why the Sfarim don't make, because they follow the Mechaber. And in Hilchos Chanukah, he paskins that you do make. So that was the... So those are some terutzim to the Kasha. Chacham Tzvi is the father of Rav Yaakov Emden. From page 1670. Says, Tzatz Kosher, the Pima Skenes HaShulchan Aruch, Rosh Chodesh of the other Tzvei, Shaloi Yivarech. We can ask the Yivarech for Yivosh, Rosh Yivarech, 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 So we have come, we make a bracha on that. So that was the question. Then you have here in the Sefer Gvuros Yitzchak, of Yitzchak Saratskin, page 21 and 22. So he quotes from Rav Belvo, and my friend Brisker Rav, that he says that the concept of not making a bracha on a minhag is if it's a pure minhag, like halal and Rosh Chodesh is a pure minhag. But if you have something that exists as a, as my friend Rabbi Sobolovsky said, the same idea, what he's saying here, based on the Pirkei Rav, is that Neris Chanukah exists as a mitzvah. So the minhag is to do this mitzvah in this in the shul. But it's not a pure minhag. In other words, like Chibut Arava, it's never a mitzvah to take a Rava just to a Rava alone. So it's a pure minhag. Or halal, chatzi halal is a pure minhag. It never exists in a mitzvah form. But here, there's Chanukah, it exists in a mitzvah form in your house. So now we're transferring it over to do it in the shul too. So that's not a pure minhag. So on that mitzvah, that's a more chashav a mitzvah because it, chashav a minhag because it existed elsewhere in the as a mitzvah. So therefore, we would make a bracha.
Halal has a mitzvah form halal.
No, not chatzi halal.
Okay.
Chatzi halal never exists as a mitzvah. If that's what it's only a minhag, or taking a rava alone never exists as a mitzvah on itself. So that's what he writes here on page 22. Fiza nira yesh lomar on the left side. Tadlokas neirs beis kinesis avogav the Torah's minhag alav the lasul the mitzvah. Because we have this, it's a briskivore, if you like briskivores. If you don't like briskivores.
I think the equation to halal and the shul works pretty well.
It's a briskivore. Okay. It's going to have the shame mitzvah love, a little shame minig. A little shame harivosh. And that's what the Rivash is saying, that we're doing a mitzvah that we don't have anymore. Okay, nira the shame mitzvah alachas beis kinesis for lo shame minig. We came in the shame mitzvah lo shapim varchem le. Ma shechiyuv hu rak mishum minig is alo echpas. The chiyuv is a minig, but it's still a chefza of mitzvah. Because it exists in this form elsewhere as a mitzvah.
We say we have so many times in Shas and say that was the Takanas the Rabban in the first place. The whole Chanukah is the Rabban in the first place.
No.
Why don't we say that was the Takana of Chazal when they were Misakin Chanukah in the first place? They were Misakin to do it this way also.
To do it which way?
To light in the basic messes. To light in
the basic messes. But why so that we never find that in Shas anywhere?
Yeah, I understand. Saying it's a Minagatik. I mean,
right, but if we would have found it in Shas, then okay, but we don't.
Can you say tefillin are black is not found in Shas also?
Sure, it is.
Yeah,
halach l'moshe m'sinai. It's
buzzing like that. I mean, Gemara says that it's black shoes are a sibin mofak of avay dezara, avay of a dezara, right? Three different types.
Yeah.
No, you just weren't cutting like that.
So I'm saying so. It's a halach l'moshe. It's not in Chumash, but it's still halach l'moshe m'sinai.
Is it in the Gemara?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah. So shkaras. Yeah.
Well, where do we first find it? Find the minute.
What minute?
Of lighting.
Either in the Kolbo or the Rivash or the whatever.
If you say Orchiv, I think it's clear that it's Orchiv, it's their bias. So then you have a mitzvah.
Right. So you like that?
That's simple.
Simple. Kolbo. Yeah, simple. Orchiv.
According to the Kolbo, again, sorry. How is someone not a Bucky just lighting the Orchiv?
I tell you, it could be not a Bucky to make the Bracha. Rashi says it in Sukkah that the idea of you might carry a lulav, and if we don't take a lulav on Shabbos so far, is because he'll bring it to a baki to help him. So Rashi, in one place, there says, he'll tell, what will he help him? Help him to make the bracha.
Why don't we light Shabbos candles in shul? Because maybe someone's not a baki. There's a lot of things which we don't do just because. There's a lot of brachas.
But we do kiddush.
You know, kiddush is the only thing we do.
Kiddush we do also because of the Orchim.
But also because of the Orchim.
Yeah. And then the Shuvas Arambam writes
really
that...
Limited what we
candles, the candles are for shalom bayis. It's not an issue, for sure.
Because the shul is lit up.
and your wife's not there.
Well, shalom bayis in that context just means that you get a trip.
Yeah. Also, like,
it's not the shalom bayis of. So it's not, you know, shalom bayis when you trip. On.
And do Hasidim make a light menorah with bracha?
And shul? Yeah.
But they don't do kiddush.
If you know the bracha, it doesn't really make you a bucky. You know, like, you know, say, like, oh, this guy's holding you, he knows how to make a bracha. He's a really good.
Yeah, he's a bucky in making the bracha. Yeah. So today everyone has yeshiva education, so a guy makes a bracha, big deal.
He's
probably
an art school book with the bracha in English.
Yeah. Right. You take it for granted that it used to be real pashut back in the
day? Yeah, people didn't, yeah. The whole concept of Chazar Shashat, people didn't know how to daven.
That's long. It's just like 13 minutes, right. Where he said.
They didn't know about Pep. Today, regular, every from Jew knows Shmona Esrei Baal Pep, yeah. Just about.
It's because of the Shaila of the Chanukah or Shel Chanukah. The Bucky knows the answer.
Yeah, that's okay, so these are the two things I wanted to talk about. The shul, the Erev, the concept of the minig, of the Ramah, of putting the Erev in the shul, and then putting the Neres Chanukah in the shul. And these are the two areas that we put in shul, which L'chora, both don't really belong in shul. Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, we can. I thought you were going to stin the two.
Okay, well, you want to stem the two?
I thought that it was a din.
What do you want me to say? What do you want to say?
You know, Erev Mavos.
I mean, the Gemara has that the Der Chanukah Lamala Mechaf, and the Mavoi can't be Lamala Mechaf. The same din, Lo Shalta Bala Eina. So,
I thought you were going to say that the whole community is now one house.
Okay, you want to say that? Say that too.
One
menorah
for the whole house.
Yeah.
Some of the idiots from the one lighting in shul.
Yeah.
What?
You know, like if you were there in shul when they lit, then you end up forgetting to light or something.
Yeah, so we usually assume that you wouldn't be out there at all.
But the Emmett, what's
that?
Worst comes to worst, you're an Oreos, right. I guess.
Yeah. So if you're staying in the shul, then you could be able to staying in the shul.
So if you're, all the people are staying in the shul, so then the shul becomes their house to be mechayev them to light Neros. So it's their house to hold the Erev there also.
Yeah.
If someone's traveling, is that an answer?
What?
To go to shul and, make a donation.
Yeah.
And what's it?
The Yotzen.
Yeah, but the question is, the Orchim then, Mamish lived there. Here you're just davening Mincha Marav in the shul. So the question is that good enough for...
What's better, the hotel room or the shul?
Well, the hotel room, they're not going to let you light in the hotel room. Mm-hmm.
If they find out,
close the door. I've lived in hotel rooms all over the world.
Yeah.
We learned earlier before that Rav Chaim Elazar would make Abdallah on like the lights.
Yeah.
So that'd be good for Neres Chanukah also, if he has 8 light bulbs?
Yeah, so that's the question. Whether that's because there the electric is coming. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, like Joshua Hoffman used to point out, the battery menorahs. Because the battery knows everything, the fuel is all there. It's not coming.
And those are
the they give it in my Maimonides Hospital. They give out menorahs. They give out Chanukah. They give out Chanukah.
The plug-in ones wouldn't be anything.
The battery. If I don't like the battery ones.
I saw someplace. I think River Pond, maybe. That if you're somebody who's on a plane at that time, they will miss Lucas Neros altogether.
Yeah.
So you can use an electric one on a plane. A battery, presumably battery operated.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's all. Let's say like that. Yeah. I like that better than the people who just say, "Oh, take a flashlight," because a flashlight is not nicker that it's. Let's Chanukah.
Would.
It's amazing how many people call up about these. They're going to be in a plane. They forgot it was Chanukah.
Is there any Indian that are moving, like if you're on a boat or a plane, just because it's not stationary?
Yeah, so that's also a question. Are you flying on a Sfina?
If anybody asks you on Crown Heights, they're selling menorahs that you pay, made to paste like in a car window or something.
Oh yeah.
And they're electric, and you know you can control each one separately.
It's oh yeah.
Perfect for somebody who's stuck on a plane or something.
Interesting. They sell that in
Granite's farm stores or something. I saw it yesterday.
Interesting. Okay. So.
Of course, it's the
so Mashiach, what is it?
You know, the Mashiach design. You know.
But it's electric. It's a,
Some kind of battery, I guess.
It's a battery.
Presume it's a battery.
Oh yeah, so I should tell people. Because I've been telling people today, you gotta get the battery one.
For a car.
Say, I think that's what it's made for. Straight or round.
That's
what. Right.
The bottom.
Oh yeah. So next Wednesday, Bez Hashem, we'll have shiur. Does that work for most of us? Wednesday night.
He said earlier because I'm going to be off, but that probably doesn't work for. If it's earlier or something like that, that probably doesn't work for Rebbe.
I think we should do the regular time. We'll do the regular time.
Get people who aren't here tonight.
Yeah. And.
Two brief announcements, if I might.
Yeah.
I spoke with the Rav earlier today. He asked if we could be Mefarsim. The Chanukah Masiv is coming up December 24th.
Tuesday, that's the night before.
And then the Malava Malka is on January 11th. Rabbi Yitzchak David Grossman, a very passionate speaker. It's a way to support the shul.
Okay.
Second point, I spoke with the Rav and the Rebbetzin, who asked me to communicate. Rebbetzin's mother...
Yeah, we mentioned...
Oh, you mentioned it.
I mentioned at the beginning of the year.
Penina Bas Chaya Etel.
Yeah.
With the old Kindavish for her.
Yeah. I think you're...